Another of the class of 2023, a name synonymous with Mercer High School, multiple sports, Ken Tarsi. First off, Ken, congratulations. This has got to be an amazing weekend for you and your family.
Absolutely. I really appreciate it. This is something I've known about for a long time. I actually have an uncle who's already in this, and it's something we talked about for years. And the fact that I finally made it in has not only made me pretty proud, my family could not be happier.
You grew up in Mercer, played multiple sports. Just tell us about what life was like for you growing up as a kid in Mercer, PA.
I got to tell you, I look back on it, I don't think it could get much better. It was a wonderful time to be an athlete, a multi-sport athlete. I had several great coaches, the Castros, the Factors, and in basketball specifically, a couple coaches I really want to call out. Dave Cook, my varsity coach, was a wonderful, not only teach me basketball, he was absolutely very good at handling young men and kind of the troubles they want to try and get into and get ahead of it. Did a wonderful job as a mentor. And Dan Weichel, who will be here tomorrow as well, as one of my guests, got me, as I always say, at my very worst. In those teenage ugly years we all know about, 13, 14, as that junior high kind of kid growing into his own, wasn't the best human being at that point in my life. And he really stuck with me, worked me through it. And I have to give him a lot of credit, and Coach Cook, for really turning out to be the man I am.
You played multiple sports. Now, I've asked everybody tonight, and everybody's been the same. They remember the bad moments, the bad losses, but they don't remember the great moments. What do you remember?
You know, I got to tell you, the same thing. I always will remember that kick I missed about six Chartiers Houston that cost us going off on in the playoffs. Doesn't matter that the rest of the game was a wonderful game for me. Doesn't matter that I scored a touchdown. Doesn't matter that I kicked all the other extra points. All that stuff goes away with that one kick. Now, I got to tell you, Sharon Harrell caught some pictures of that failed kick, and of me afterwards, that really defined what sports is all about. That's why we love it so much. We love the chaos. We love the chance that you can win or you can lose. It's just as important, and to learn how to deal with that later in life. So that's the one thing I remember. The other thing I remember is another sad moment is the loss of Larry Lucas. It's somebody who we played with for years. He was a year ahead of me in basketball, and he died my senior year, right before the playoff run in basketball, and it really did affect the team. And he was a wonderful, wonderful guy. I mean, it couldn't have been any nicer. And that's something I've always remembered from my high school times too.
What was your favorite sport?
You know, my favorite sport was basketball. It really was. It started out, that was my passion. That's what I wanted to do in college. And, I stopped growing at 6 foot, looked around, didn't see a lot of white 6 foot basketball players in the NBA. And, you know, football had always come pretty darn easy for me. And I had more of a body for it. The reality was, that was a better fit. And it turned out to be right.
You went to Harvard.
Yes.
Tell us what life was like going to school at Harvard.
You know, it was from a steel town, because my father works at a steel mill. He worked at Sharon Steel. So going from that atmosphere, that kind of knowledge base, to a place like the Ivy League was an incredible culture shock. And it was interesting, but you're young. At that age, you are young. You're resilient. You think you... And because of my success, to be very honest, because of my success in sports, I had the confidence that I could do it. I also developed a work ethic to achieve, to learn how to achieve, to take criticism, to move forward through all that stuff, to fight your way through things, the trials and the tribulations and the struggles that everybody has in everything they're going to do in their life. I learned through sports as a young man. I was able to apply it to Harvard. It works there just as well. And it did work there just as well. I figured it out, and I got to tell you, to anybody out there who maybe has a chance for the kids to go to Ivy League schools or one of those schools like I did, remember, my father worked in a steel mill. He made $32,000 or $30,000 a year that year. They make it happen. Don't ever let money hold you back from going to one of those schools. If you can get in, if they want you, they will get you in. So don't let that be an option. They were wonderful. And I tell you, the support that I got from them as well, once I got there, even with my struggles, there was a lot of support there. It was a wonderful, wonderful experience, eye-opening, world world, I don't know how you call it, worldly experience that I could never, never repay.
You played against a lot of great athletes. Is there one or two that stands out? One that maybe had your number, or maybe one that motivated you whenever you went against them?
Yeah, and there's one kid from Yale that I played against, and you brought that up, and I swear to God, I cannot remember his name. Excellent little white receiver, technically so solid, so sound, I could not read where he was going. One of my abilities that I developed over the years was really being able to read what people were going to do before they did it on the field. He disguised this like nobody I'd ever played against in my life. I was always guessing. Moriarty. I believe his name was Moriarty now that I think about it. Just outstanding. In high school, there's a kid named Ian Fleming that played for Menaka. Just outstanding linebacker. Just loved the way he moved. He moved in. He put a hurting on you.
Any regrets looking back on your high school and college career? Anything you wish you could do different?
Yes. I wish I had kept my dang helmet, paid the $50 or $100 that it was, kept the helmet with all the awards on it I had from high school.
Oh, man.
You know, but the money said to me was too much. I look back at that now and I say, money is not something to worry about at these moments. But as an 18-year-old, you're not thinking that way. It's just not how you think. Later in life, as you get older, these things become more and more important to you. I would love to have that scarred up, award-covered helmet on my shelf.
Tell people what you're doing today and talk about your family. Where do you live and what do you do?
Yeah, I've been married for 28 years to Kimiko Gonzalez, and now my wife, Kimiko Tarsi. We live out in Phoenix, where I have a landscaping company. I have a landscaping company which I have now had for about 20 years. And I tell you, I did not think when I originally moved to Phoenix I'd like it. I love the area. It is so diverse and growing. So it's kind of like this area was in the steel during the steel booms, where it was just booming. There was excitement and energy everywhere. It's exactly what it feels like there.
And talk about coming home for the weekend. What does this mean to you?
You know what this means? It's always good to come back here every time. As a matter of fact, I was way in today. I turned to my old radio station. It's still on. It's still playing the same classic hits it played when I left here in 1981.
Nice.
It is soothing. It is comforting. It is definitely home. And I will tell you this. One thing I've noticed is I've traveled around the country now and been in Boston and Phoenix and California, Los Angeles. You can always tell somebody when you meet them when they're from Western Pennsylvania. I can tell you within 5 minutes that guy's from our area. There's just an attitude about it. There's a kindness about it. And also, I think there's a toughness to the area that you can feel. And some of the best people I've met that I still know have come from this area.
Ken Tarsi, congratulations. Great to talk with you, and enjoy the weekend.
Thank you very much.